everybody seems okay with not having sex for a while.
You shouldn't be.
Do you focus on other things when you get older?
Probably, but you should still be having sex. Like, I would imagine most happy people still have sex with each other. I imagine, so I've never been a happy person. Tyler, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, just a question about that whole sexless marriage thing. Do they ever have to kiss the bride?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you have to kiss the bride, but you may kiss the bride. They don't say you must kiss the bride.
No, I've never been married, but I wondered if that was a requirement.
Well, no, they don't say you must kiss the bride. They say you may kiss the bride. So
yeah, you can shake a hand and give a half.
I want to kiss her. That's all,
Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Great give call. A noogie.
Great call. Yeah, you do whatever you want. Like, you may kiss the bride, or you know, you may high five her, slap her on the rear, whatever you want. 727-579-1025. These are Tiffany Trump's friends, New York socialites Quentin Esme Brown and Peter Carey Peterson. They got hitched in Vegas a few weekends ago, and they are planning on making theirs a sexless open marriage. Darren, what's up?
How you doing, Drew?
Good, man. You?
Good so far.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, me and my wife been married for 18 years.
All right.
She's got a little side thing and works for me.
Oh, who's her side thing? Do you know the dude?
Oh, yeah. Been doing it for 10 years, probably.
Did she get it okayed through you first? Did you have to approve of the guy?
Oh, God, yeah.
What was the process like?
Yeah, did you vet him pretty thoroughly? That means scream, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah.
So how did she go to you? Did she say, hey, listen, I want to step out. I want to see a new dude. And you're like, all right, who is this guy? And then.
Well, it depends on what is. It started with, like, threesome crap. And, you know, she's more jealous, though, so it's more towards her.
Oh man.
Threesome. What does that mean, threesome crap? You, her, and another dude?
Yeah, no dude thing between us, so.
I didn't ask, but I mean, that's good.
You have a side thing?
She's too jealous for that.
Wait, hold on 1 second.
She got some side, man.
She's allowed to get side meat, but you're not allowed to do anything because she's too jealous.
You got it.
You got a bad deal, bro.
Yeah, man. Who negotiated that one for you? Me? Like, I'm a terrible negotiator.
I think she did that one. I'm quite sure because I would have chose otherwise.
Man, it's time for you to grab the wheel in your relationship.
That's what I'm saying, man. Take control of your life.
You ain't kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding at all.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, you want to give her a call?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
You need some help.
We need. Can you get her number, please, Micah? We need to see what you need about helping out here.
Seems suspicious.
That's what I'm saying. David said you wanted to be chiming in on the sexless marriage. Go right ahead. Chim in.
Yeah, I just had one question on the sexless marriage, okay? Yeah. If you've got them, they're both married, but they're not having sex with each other, having sex with other people, what happens if a pregnancy gets involved either on either side?
Well, I imagine they probably raise that baby with the father or the mother, and they still probably stay married to each other.
Well, that's the thing. Rule number one is don't get knocked up.
Yeah, that is rule number one. Probably the only rule.
Mm-hmm. And no diseases.
Yeah, well, yeah, two rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, no diseases.
And don't film it.
All right.
Right, three rules.
That was the only question I had on that.
It's a solid question, sir. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
And never in our bed.
Right. That guy sounds like she's getting it in their bed, every bed.
Whew. Man,
I think you got her.
Uh-oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, man, hold on. Friend, there we go.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
It's time for a friend.
Now we had Darren telling us about a sexless marriage with his wife. She gets to have a side piece.
For the last 10 years.
10 years. He does not get a side piece.
Mm-mm. Seems very cool with it.
And it seems like we have, what is her name? Ma'am, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. My name is Drew Garabo. You're on the radio program Drew Garabo Live. It's an honor to speak with you.
How are you?
Great, thank you. Are you currently in a bit of an open relationship?
I don't think that's anybody's business.
So you get to bang like another dude, and then Darren doesn't get to.
Oh.
I think she likes you, Drew. She met you at Florida for decor or whatever, and I didn't think she liked you.
Well, what'd she meet me for if she doesn't like me?
I don't know. She's calling my phone now.
Uh-oh. Go ahead and answer
Let's hear that.
Yeah, answer it on speakerphone.
What's she going to do? Keep me from having sex?
Exactly. She's already doing that, right, bro?
Yeah, you don't want that anyway. Yeah.
Got it.
Stank, bitch. I say that with love, not shove.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to put her on ignore.
All right, yeah. That'll show her. She'll just go bang somebody.
Yeah. No, thank you.
You're not afraid of her, are you?
Uneventful.
Yeah, is she threatening you?
No.
Is she hurting you? Do you need to call the authorities?
Never.
Wink twice if you're in fear of your life.
He winked twice.
Anyway, it's been a little while, so we just we take care of it ourselves, I guess.
Okay. All right, well, good luck, man. I'm sorry. She sounds like a real stick in the mud to me.
Yeah, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, man, good luck.
Amen. Thank you.
All right.
Go Eagles. Okay.
She's got the life. I don't know why she's upset.
Why's she mad at me?
Because she got called out.
Yeah. She like convinced him that that's normal. She's like, no, everybody's doing this. Everybody.
He doesn't. That was a cry for help. He's like, man, I'm in this situation. I love this woman. Things have gotten out of hand. He said it started with this swinging crap. Yep. What guy calls it swinging crap?
Not a guy who likes swinging. I think we have Tammy back. Stand by.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, Tammy. How are you?
I'm a little ticked off right now. I didn't hear the whole story. I just caught the last end of it of, you know, him saying, you know, whatever. And I'm not a stick in the mud, first of all. I don't know what he said. Like I said, I didn't catch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, but apparently it was about our open relationship.
Well, he said that you've got an open relationship. He doesn't get to see other people because you're jealous, but you get to bang whoever you want.
Like a revolving door.
No, actually, he is not a sexual person. He does not want to have sex with anybody, and I'm sure he didn't tell you that I almost divorced him because of that.
You didn't.
And that he, and of course, he also didn't tell you that he's the one who started it. We had a very non-open relationship.
Closed.
And he actually brought someone home from his job years ago.
Awesome.
And forced that upon me.
Forced it upon you? He forced a threesome upon you?
Strong words.
No. No. When this all started, he brought a man home from work, okay, to introduce to me.
Hold on one second.
I cried my eyes out. He would not stop persisting and persisting and persisting and persisting that it happened. So after going through that for months and months and months, I finally got the attitude and said, well, you know what?
What?
If he's not going to have sex with me and this is what he chooses, I finally got numb to it and said, okay, well, fine then. I'm not out sleeping with just anybody. I'm not out having sex with, you know, tons of people. He's the one who brought that into the relationship. I did not want that to happen.
But I mean,
we've been together now for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's been a thing now because he chooses not to have sex.
No. But so he brought home a dude so that you guys could have a three-way together, yeah?
No, he brought home a dude to have sex with me.
So he didn't want to be involved in it at all. He was just like...
No. He wanted to watch. He's a voyeur.
Okay.
He doesn't want to have sex. He wants to watch me have sex with other people.
Oh. All right. Well, I mean, that's somewhat more commonplace than you'd like to think.
How did he sell that to his coworker?
I don't know. Like, hey, come on over. I want
to be my wife. No, his coworker had... No, and this was years and years and years ago. His coworker had no clue what was going on.
So hold on one second. He's like, hey, Bob, you want to come over after work? Why? What are we going to do? Oh, you'll see. All right, sure. We'll have some dinner.
No, he invited him over to have a couple of drinks and hang out.
All right.
That's what he did. And then as the night progressed, he just kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it.
Well, how did he push it real good? Was he like, hey, isn't my wife hot? Yeah. I mean, don't you really, really think she's hot? Yeah. No,
yeah,
I mean.
Pretty much. Yeah, he pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what he did. And like I said, and it was something that he started years and years ago.
Okay.
And like I said, and you know, I'm a woman. Yeah.
Oh.
And you know what? I need attention. You know what? And he doesn't want to give it to me.
Sure.
Not anymore. He doesn't want to have sex with me.
Mm-mm.
So what am I supposed to do? And like I said, we just recently, I have a divorce attorney. So I'm sure he didn't tell you that either.
No, he did not. He certainly did not.
Of course he didn't. I don't know what he said. Because I didn't catch the whole thing of what he was saying, you know, on the air.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that he left out of this whole conversation.
Seth.
So when he gets home, I'm a little furious at him right now.
Put it on him.
Putting our for putting our junk and our business on the air.
He should have sex when he gets home. You should take that anger and you should channel it towards giving him some angry sex, and that's what it takes to bring you.
Let me tell you something. I've tried to have sex with that man. I've done everything possible to have sex with him, and he chooses not to have sex with me or anybody else.
Oh, damn it. Seth, what you got for this young lady?
Well, Tammy, I know you missed part of the conversation, but also what he said was is that you met Drew one time a long time ago and that you didn't like him.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
That I did what?
That you met me and that we did not have a favorable interaction when we met at Floor and Decor, he said. What happened?
Oh, no. You were rude.
What happened? What happened?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't remember all the details now, but you are a total asshole.
Whoa.
I think I probably told you that, too.
Probably, but like, I mean, we bust balls. It's what I do, you know? We had some...
Yeah, but there you were. You were just rude. You were just downright mean and nasty.
In what way?
Damn.
You were just rude.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you know, you have a good time and, you know, you have fun. I listen to your show all the time. You know
what
I'm saying?
Thank you.
But in person, you were just a dick.
Oh, man. Maybe you asked me if I wanted to have sex with you and I didn't want to have sex with you and I just said no. I mean,
I don't ask men to have sex with me, but no, that's what my husband does. My husband asks the men to have sex with me.
Well, how do you find your men?
I don't find men. It's not like that. I don't go out and just have sex with anybody.
Not anybody, but a lot of people who are
somebody.
Not married
to. No, I don't know. I honestly don't. I've had sex with one other person in years.
Oh, all right.
So, Tammy, that night that you came home and your husband had a guy waiting for you, you didn't hook up with that guy that night?
We did not have sex that night, but there was other stuff that happened because the guy didn't want to do it because I was bawling my eyes out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so
because I was raised strict Catholic, and that's not something you do.
I guess not.
Nope.
No. So that was totally against everything and all about me. And like I said, after months and months and months of him just hounding it, finally I was like, you know what? I just give up.
So wait, you were crying that night, and you said you didn't have sex, but something happened because you made it a point to say you didn't have sex. But so you cried your eyes out, and then
there was sexual, yes. There was things that happened that were sexual, yes.
Okay, so
we have intercourse? No.
Okay, so before or after you cried was when you gobbled him, you know?
She rallied.
Like, did you rally after you cried, or did you cry because you gave him a special kiss?
I was crying because my husband was wanting me to do this with another man.
Right, but I mean, were you crying before you took care of that guy, or were you crying during?
I didn't take care of that guy.
Afterwards.
I did nothing to that guy.
Oh, okay. All right, that's lame. All right, well,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Who could say it better?
Are you available, Garabo?
No, I'm not. My private parts are on hiatus right now.
Hiatus.
Okay. They're just on hiatus. They'll be back at some point in time, but
maybe after the Super Bowl.
Certainly, yeah. When I don't have the interest of the Patriots hanging over my head. Mm-hmm. But you sound so lovely. I can certainly see why so many guys would want to have sex with you. You got a winning personality.
Yeah.
You got charm, class, charisma.
I'm into her.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Like I would love to be one of your many gentlemen suitors.
Yeah.
I'd love to woo you.
I don't have many gentlemen suitors, but thank you.
Love to woo you, that's for sure.
Have a great day.
Okay. All right. I guess you got to go, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the conversation going to be like with you and your husband when he gets home tonight? Is it going to be positive?
Am I going to be positive?
I mean, is it going to be positive? You know, are you two going to?
Sure. We're not. It's going to be positive.
All right. I want everybody to be happy. And, you know, you don't sound like you're happy right now. Yes, Seth?
Do you get your husband a better Christmas present or your side guy?
Really? That's just funny.
Well, I mean, it's an honest question. Like, you know, you obviously want to impress the side guy and you couldn't give two craps about your husband. Am I right?
Are you serious? I spent 20 years with him. Do you know how much crap I put up with from him? Seriously?
He's not
Mr. Perfect. Believe me, he is far from perfect.
Okay. But you are Mrs. Perfect? Are you Mrs. Perfect?
No, I'm definitely not perfect. Okay. I never said I was perfect.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Not at all.
All right. A little hostile.
No, not hostile.
You sound hostile.
I just don't like, you know, first of all, getting blindsided by this whole thing and then being made out to be the asshole when I'm truly not.
All right. Stop saying that word. Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your side of the story. And I am a bit more sympathetic to your side now and definitely more sympathetic to his. So I hope you have a lovely afternoon and I hope you two can find what it was that you fell in love with. What did you fall in love with him about? Like, what made you two decide to get married in the first place?
Because he's got a big heart. He's a wonderful man.
All right.
But he's changed over the years. Yeah.
Well, we all change, my dear. Could you maybe rediscover some of those things that you fell in love with about him?
Oh, if I, you know what? If I haven't, I've been trying for years and years and years. Do you think that I'm still here after 20 years if I wasn't trying?
I don't know.
But like I said, no, but the divorce attorney is in the mix now. So
I don't like anybody being in the mix.
Don't be in the
mix. Well, no. It is. So, and I also called him back and told him it's time for him to listen to my side of the story since he blindsided me. So, well, anyways, I got to go, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Well,
thank you very much for listening to my side of the story.
Okay. Thanks for giving it. And Drew Lila's going to play a song just for you.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Drew. Sorry, Tammy. Tammy's lost that love and feeling.
I knew, you know, there's always two sides to the story.
At least.
Yeah. Dude,
marriage is scary. How come somebody didn't talk me out of this? When's Phoebe going to come home one day and be like, hey, I got a few guys here. You know, what are you into?
Dessert hummus?
Man, I thought that only happened in movies. Like, hey, bud, you want to come over for some drinks tonight?
Like, what?
That's
he really brought somebody from work home?
How do you pick a guy, though?
I don't know. You pick the guy you want to see banging your wife.
Wait, you're not into guys, though, right?
Right, but you're like,
what are you into? But you're picking the guy.
Guys. It's a weird conversation.
Hey, Mikey, you know how you're about to go out on a date with this new guy over the weekend? Just cancel it, okay? Because that's what your future is.
Okay, I'll cancel it.
Radio through the years seems to be a playground for guys who are like, hey, man, you think my wife's hot? Yeah, she's attractive. You want to do her?
People pitch that to you?
It's happened many times through the years.
Really?
Yeah. Like, hey, man, you like the way she looks? Oh, yeah, no, she's super hot. Yeah, you want to bang her? No, I just mean she's super hot for you, dude. Like,
do you think that this guy does this all the time and the wife, this is what they do? Or do you think he's offering on his own?
I think he offered on his own. I think he was like, I'm going to set this up and I want to watch a dude bang my wife. And he didn't even loop her in on it.
Yeah.
Should have looped her in on it first. Guys, if we learned anything from today's program, learn this. If you're going to bring a coworker home to bang your wife, loop her in first.
Can I just say, I totally understand how Tammy feels. She's just going about her day, and then she finds out that her husband's calling up a radio show, putting out all of her business the radio.
Sure. And I can see how she'd be a bit put off if he comes home from work with a dude ready to bang her, and she hasn't been told it. I'm seeing a communication issue. Like, he could be a little more communicative about what he's doing and what he wants.
Well, and he didn't mention to us that he doesn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we probably could.
He doesn't like to have sex, so is he so worked up that I'm bringing a guy home tonight? We're going to make this happen.
I guess. Just tell her, man. Give her the chance to say no. Who are you going out with?
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.